The escape. Unlike most of the inmates, Barry actually liked prison life and more than anything enjoyed the three meals a day. He had come from a very difficult family and had been in and out of a series of foster homes. Social services had often been involved because of his stepfather's drinking and violence. Barry's first attempts to make friends with Colin were met with moody silences, but finally his easy manner and persistence paid off. He felt very sorry for Colin, who was heartbroken that he would miss the birth of his first child. Colin wrote endless letters and called home whenever he could, but hearing Karen's voice only made him feel worse. After a couple of weeks of watching his cellmate weep every night, Barry came up with an idea. "I'm new to the wing, right? Nobody really knows me, and I've never met any of the officers on the main gates." Colin shrugged, not at all interested, until Barry excitedly suggested the idea that he could, if they worked together, plan Colin's escape. Interested and slightly bemused, Colin asked what the plan was. "It's simple. All we do is switch identities. You go in my place to the magistrate's court in a couple of weeks and do a runner when you get there," Barry said. At first, Colin thought it was the most stupid idea he'd ever heard. Apart from having similar hair colour and being the same height, they didn't even look that much alike. And doing a runner from court was why Colin got 4 years in the first place. However, desperate to be at the birth of his baby, he decided to listen to more details of Barry's plan. The more the two of them discussed the escape, as far-fetched as the idea was, the more it seemed as if it might work.